Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome to the coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. This is day number six of coverage of the Alex Murdaugh trial. A day of many segments, six to be exact. We're going to take you to the courtroom right now for segment number one of the trial.
Anytime before the jury comes.
Nothing from the state.
Bring the jury.
Good morning, Lieutenant Duff.
Good morning.
All right. We were talking about Maggie's phone at the end of the evening last night, correct?
Yes, sir, we were.
Before we move on, I want to cover just a couple more quick things, and then we'll move on. I'm going to show you State's Exhibit 283 again, and this was the detailed timeline for Maggie's phone, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to flip to... Yes. Okay. Line 4529. Take a look at 4529, please. And I'm going to put it up on the screen.
Yes, sir.
All right. And we'll move it on. Can you read 4529 on the screen? Probably just excuse. It's at the bottom, very bottom. Okay, can you read that, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
And this is a log entry, correct?
Yes, sir. This appears to be a log entry from the Data Usage SQLite database.
Okay. And in the far right column there, what does that say?
In the far right column, as I look at it, it says com.apple.datausage.findmyiphone dot, and then it's got Wi-Fi in 0, Wi-Fi out 0.
Okay. And what time did that data entry occur on Maggie's phone?
That data usage entry occurred at 10:05:13 p.m.
Okay. And what does that tell you, in your opinion?
That in the background, Find My iPhone was using data on the phone.
Okay. Does this information or any information you've looked at in your investigation tell you exactly why the data would be used at that time?
No, sir. It could have just been a background app that was running that had been open from previously in the day.
Could it have been that Find My iPhone being triggered from elsewhere?
It could have been.
Okay. But you can't tell for certain with your opinion?
No, sir. I cannot tell if it was running in the background or if somebody was accessing it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And again, referencing Maggie's phone, one thing that we have not talked about yet is any location data or any location points from that night. Have we?
No, sir.
All right. And in fact, in your analysis of her phone, at least for the night in question, did you discover any precise GPS location points?
From which there are several different databases that location information would be from. From the cache database, I didn't find anything for that night. It looks like previously from the examination that she'd used a map to go to an appointment or to a location, and that information was obtained.
Okay, and that was from the afternoon, correct?
Yes, sir. That was from earlier in the day.
All right. But at least in terms of precise GPS location for that night, your investigation didn't find any on her phone, correct?
No, sir.
And I'm going to show you again. I'll put it up on the screen. This is in evidence, states 275. All right, and this is, we talked about this yesterday, but this is Maggie's location services, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
And what did we talk about for the majority of apps we see on the screen? How are location settings set?
For the ones pictured on the screen, there's the majority of them are set to while using.
And so in your opinion, knowing that and knowing what you've investigated in her database, why don't we see a lot of location data on her phone for the night in question?
It could have been from those apps not being accessed, it with the running in the background from previous in the day with not being cleared out or not started at a particular time of that day.
So Maggie's phone was not continuously recording location information, okay?
Not from the apps. In the cache database it was.
All right. But you don't have anything in that cache database, correct?
Not from that day, no, sir.
Because while she's out at Moselle, would she have been using her map to navigate?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. So her phone was fairly well locked down when it came to location, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll move on. I'm going to show you, which has been marked for this has been marked as states 285. I'm going to ask you to take a look at this, please. What is that item, sir?
This item is an Apple iPhone. It was submitted to me with a SIM card and a black case on it.
When was it submitted to you?
In September of 2021.
And have you had an opportunity to examine that phone?
Yes, sir, I have.
And in your examination, were you able to determine who owns that phone?
Yes, sir. According to the account information I obtained from that phone, it belongs to Alex Murdoch.
Okay. All right. Your Honor, at this time, State would move Exhibit 285 into evidence.
No objection,
Your Honor. Submitted.
All right. I'm going to show you State's, what's been pre-marked as State's Exhibit 286. And you might need to open up the box to take a look at it. And did you take a look at it? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir, I did.
All right. And what is that inside that box?
Inside this box is a portable solid-state external drive that I received and placed a copy of the Cellebrite extraction from Alex Murdoch's phone.
Okay. And so in your examination of Alex's phone, you did a extraction, correct?
Yes, sir. I did a full file system extraction.
Okay. Using what software?
I used GrayKey to collect the extraction. Then I processed it and decoded it through Cellebrite Physical Analyzer and also Axiom by Magna Forensics.
And you then placed a full copy of the Cellebrite report on that hard drive, correct?
Minus several things. Due to the fact that Mr. Murdoch is an attorney, there was a privilege review done. So I was only able to put on there things that were not removed by our attorney for tank purposes.
All right. And Sled had an attorney who did a privilege review, correct?
Yes, sir, they did.
And several things were removed. Several communications were removed, correct?
Yes, sir. It's my understanding they were removed for attorney-client privilege.
All right. And obviously, because you aren't part of the privilege review, you don't know exactly what was removed.
Correct.
When it comes to Alex's call log, did you consult with the SLED attorney to determine whether any items were removed from Alex's call log?
Correct. None of the calls were removed. It mainly consisted of text messaging, emails, things of that nature that would actually be the communication, okay, not calls.
Okay. And at this time, State would move to enter Exhibit 286 in evidence.
No objection.
Without objection.
All right, and I'm going to show you Exhibit 287. Take a look at that, sir.
Okay.
I can recognize that.
Yes, sir, I do. This is a copy of the Cellebrite extraction from Alex Murdoch's phone that just contained call logs. The date filter was placed on this report for May 1st, 2021 to June 30th, 2021.
This time, State move to enter Exhibit 287 into evidence.
Objection.
Submitted.
Without objection. All right, let's take a look at Alex's call logs. Your Honor, I don't know if this defense has an objection, but State would have moved to place this under seal to protect phone numbers that might appear.
Okay.
All right, and if we could remove the screen to the audience, please. Okay.
for the privacy of the phone numbers on there. It's under seal.
Okay. And I'm going to show this exhibit, and let's take a look at line 39. 39. Can you see that?
No, sir, I cannot.
Oh, all right. There we go. That should go. All right, can you see that line 39?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, and what is that?
It appears to be a call that was received on 5/30/2021 at 5:25:25 p.m. and answered. Looks like a FaceTime call.
Okay, and that was on May 30th, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's look at line 38 and 37. What are those?
Line 38 and 37 are both calls. They show outgoing as far as the number that phone dialed to the another number on June 4th, 2021. The first one on line 38 is at 3:41:34 p.m. Shows not answered as a FaceTime call. And on line 37, the time on that call, the same individual was 4:35:56 p.m. It shows not answered as a FaceTime call.
Okay. Let's look at line 36. What is that?
Line 36 is a telephone call that was placed by this phone. It was outgoing is the direction. It was placed on June 7th, 2021 at 10:25:49 p.m. It shows not answered. It shows a FaceTime call.
Wait a minute. So we have a call from June 4th, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then another call at 10:25, it's June 7th, the night of the murders, correct?
Yes, sir.
But you testified yesterday on Maggie's phone, you saw several incoming calls beginning at about 9:02, correct?
Yes, sir, I did.
And are those calls in this call log on Alex's phone?
No, sir, they are not.
All right. Let's talk about data that's restored or retained on phones. And we talked a little about SQLite databases yesterday, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the SQLite databases, for the most part, tend to keep information for only certain periods of time, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, is a call log, a phone call log, that type of database?
It's a different style of database. It's not recording information as quickly as, say, orientation changes or GPS location stuff, because you don't place calls constantly every day, every 2 minutes or more. If you did, then you would see it get overwritten and taken out the older stuff as new stuff comes in. But people don't make calls that much. So for that reason, it lasts longer in there.
Okay. So the call log lasts longer than other types of information on a phone, correct?
Yes, sir. Typically it does, just because that's not used as often.
And as a call log builds up, it might eventually, old calls might eventually drop off, correct?
Yes, sir. Older calls will drop off.
All right. But that would be a pretty, with the phone's available memory, that would be a pretty long list before they started to drop off, correct?
Yes, sir.
Right. And here we see just simply a gap. We see calls from May of 2021, and then there's a couple calls on June 4th of 2021, and then nothing until 10:25 p.m. the night of the murders, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
Is that, can the database simply overriding itself explain that gap?
A gap like that would indicate that it was actually removed from there.
Okay. So as if a call log were to fill up and start overriding itself, it would overwrite the oldest items first, you just said, correct?
Yes, sir. It's a standard thing with databases like that. Usually the, you know, first in is going to be the first out.
Okay. And here we see older calls from May, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then calls, a couple calls in June 4th, and then 10:25 p.m. we start to see calls again, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that gap, when you say removed, a second ago. How can those calls be removed to create such a gap?
For a call to be removed, you can go in and very easily go to your call log if you chose to, and you can swipe it. If you move it to the left, that number, it'll pop up red on the right-hand side and say delete. And if you choose to delete that call, you could do that same way you could with text messaging, voicemails, other things that you have access to, user access to.
Is there any way other than that what you just described that you're aware of that could, any process that could explain that gap in call records on Alex's phone?
No, sir.
So those calls were deleted, correct?
It would appear that way from based off of looking at the reports and the examination of the phone.
And one last question about that. In the far right column of these calls, we see source FaceTime. What does that mean?
It was a FaceTime call using the iPhone versus dialing the number.
Okay. And when you pulled this report, if there were normal phone calls, would they have simply been left out? Is that possible?
I pulled it for all call logs, so it should have pulled any regular calls also, along with the FaceTime.
Okay. And you got Alex's phone when?
And I got it in September of 2021.
Okay. So that was a full 3 months after, approximately a full 3 months after the murders, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you testify today of when you think those calls were removed with any information?
No, sir, I cannot.
So at some point between when those calls were placed on the night of June 7th and when you got the phone in September, those calls disappeared off that phone, correct?
Those calls are not on the phone anymore. Okay. How it happened, I don't know.
Okay. Did you do anything in your investigation, in your extraction or analysis to potentially remove those calls?
No, sir, I did not.
All right, let's see. I'm going to show you State's Exhibit 288. Do you recognize that, sir?
Yes, sir. This is a copy of a Cellebrite extraction report that was done for messages from Alex Murdoch's phone.
Okay. And you prepared that report?
Yes, sir.
And that report is from the data contained on that hard drive from the full Cellebrite report?
Yes, sir.
At this time, State is going to enter Exhibit 288 into evidence under seal. To protect phone numbers displayed on this.
Are you able to submit a redacted copy deleting the phone numbers at a later time for the record?
We could probably make that happen, Your Honor. It probably takes some manual work. We could do that, Your Honor.
All right. You may proceed.
All right. I'm going to have you flip in this report, Lieutenant Zella. Previously, when we looked at Maggie's phone, you testified about a group text that occurred at approximately 8:31 p.m. that night, the night of June 7th.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have you flip to those texts. Alex was a part of that group text message, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
And specifically, we're looking for the text that occurred at 8:31 p.m. that night.
See it.
Okay, you see it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'm going to show on this the text that arrived on Alex's phone at 8:31 p.m. Can you see that on your screen, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, and this is the same text that we saw on Maggie's phone, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And that arrived at what time?
That it shows it arrived on June 7th, 2021 at 8:31 p.m.
Okay. And we're not going to go through the same read the list of individuals, but these are the same individuals that were in the group text we saw on Maggie's phone, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
All right. And quickly, read this text again. What does it say?
I plan to go over to visit Dad tomorrow afternoon. Is anyone else planning to go?
All right. And what time, date and time, was that text read on Alex's phone?
It shows read June 8th, 2021 at 1:44:49 p.m.
So that's the next day?
Yes, sir.
All right, and we're going to go to the next text in this thread. Can you read that?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right. Okay, this should be the correct one. Can you make that out?
Yes, sir. I can make out what the text says.
All right. And what time did this text arrive on Alex's phone?
The text arrives June 7th, 2021 at 8:31:47 p.m.
All right. And what's this text say again?
It says, I'm in court all week with an emoji. All
right. And that's the text from Lynn G?
Yes, sir.
All right. And when was that text read?
It was read on June 8th, 2021 at 1:44:49 p.m.
Okay. So I'm going to go a little bit earlier in the day on those texts. The same text they're at. All right. And what time, the text that you see on the screen, what time did it arrive on Alex's phone?
It arrived June 7th, 2021 at 4:48:23 p.m.
And just read the text for us again, or read the text for us, please.
It says room 632. Nurse says we can alternate visits with only one person in at a time.
And who sent that text?
It looks like John Marvin Murdoch.
All right. And what time was that text read?
It shows read June 7th, 2021 at 5:10:32 p.m.
So That's within about 20 minutes. Is that roughly correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And let's look at the next text in this same thread. What time did this text arrive on Alex's phone?
It arrived June 7th, 2021 at 4:48 p.m.
And what time was that text read?
It shows read June 7th, 2021 at 5:10:32 p.m.
So again, roughly about 20 minutes after it arrived on the phone, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to have you find this. But yesterday you testified on Maggie's phone about a text that was from Alex at approximately 9:08:58. And I believe the text said something to the nature of, I'm going to see him or something like that. Can you find that text in this report, please?
Yes, sir, I did. Located the message.
All right. See. Okay. And we see that text, and this was an outgoing text, correct, from Alex's phone?
Yes, sir. It shows the status is being sent.
All right. And what time was it sent?
It was sent on June 7th, 2021 at 9:08:58 p.m.
And read the text again.
It says, going to check on M. Be right back.
And we'll go to the text just after that, this thread. And this was another sent text, correct?
Yes, sir. The status is showing as a sent text.
What time was this text sent?
It was sent on June 7th, 2021 at 9:47:23 p.m.
And what does the text say?
The text says, call me, babe.
To find a text that Alex sent. I believe the contact is called Rogan at approximately 10:24 p.m. Can you find that for us, please?
Yes, sir. Located it.
All right. Okay. What time was this text sent?
This text shows it sent on June 7th, 2021 at 10:24:43 p.m.
And this was sent to Rogan, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
And what does the text say?
It says, call me.
Okay. I'm going to show you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 289. I want to ask if you recognize this.
Yes, sir. This is a Cellebrite report that I prepared with timeline events for Alex Murdoch's phone. The date filter was set for just the day of June 7th, 2021. All right.
This time, State would move to enter Exhibit 289 into evidence.
No objection.
And State would ask that Exhibit 289 be under seal because there's some phone numbers displayed for privacy reasons.
No objection.
Okay. Now I'm going to show you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 290. Do you recognize that document, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
And what is that document?
This is a copy of the Magnet Forensics Axiom report that I prepared for Alex Murdoch's phone to show health database steps and movement.
Okay. This time, State will move to enter Exhibit 290 into evidence. Does not need to be under seal.
No objection.
Okay. And we're going to start looking at these steps first, so the screen can show this. This is Exhibit 290, and it's not under seal. Let's take a look at Record 16 and Record 17. Can you see those? Let's adjust it a little bit. Can you see those on your screen, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. Record 16, what does that indicate?
Record 16 indicates that the phone recorded 49 steps on June 7th, 2021, beginning time 6:02:51 p.m., ending time 6:07:33 p.m., the same day.
All right. And Record 17, what does that show?
Record 17 indicates that the phone recorded 173 steps on June 7th, 2021, beginning at 6:14:42 p.m. and ending at 6:23:46 p.m.
You testified yesterday about steps, correct?
Yes, sir.
And do you recall, in terms of our ability to rely on those steps, what you testified to?
Yes, sir.
And in your opinion, what is the reliability? What do these steps tell us? Excuse me.
It tells us that the phone recorded the steps. It's not 100% accurate as to that's how many steps were taken. It also will not tell where the start was, the stop was, as far as distances, anything like that. But it's not 100% accurate. It just says the phone recorded steps. It was in movement recording steps.
Okay. For a phone to record steps, what does that tell you? How does a phone, what kinds of motion can cause a phone to record steps?
Possibly somebody was holding it in their hand, somebody had it in their pocket, but they were moving, they were actually in motion. They were either walking, could be running, it would record the steps, but somebody's got the phone in movement versus putting in your cup holder, your car, and driving around. It's not going to record steps that way.
Okay. So in your opinion, if someone puts the phone in a car seat or in a cup holder and they drive, will the phone record steps?
No, it will not.
Let's look at record 18 and 19. Let me adjust it a little bit here. There we go. Well, you can make out record 18 at the top, correct?
Yes, sir, I can. All right.
And what does that show?
It shows that the phone recorded 57 steps taken on June 7th, 2021 at 6:42:12 p.m. beginning time, ending time 6:43:55 p.m.
Record 19, what does that show?
Record 19 shows that the phone recorded 283 steps beginning at June 7th, 2021 at 6:52:27 p.m. and ending at 7:02:05 p.m.
Let's look at record 20. What does that show?
It shows the phone recorded 165 steps. Start time is June 7th, 2021 at 7:03:55 p.m. with an ending time of 7:11:29 p.m.
Let's go to record 21. What does that say?
It shows that the phone recorded 200 steps. Start time is June 7th, 2021 at 7:15:35 p.m. Ending time of 7:21:52 p.m.
All right, record 22. What does that say?
Record 22 shows that the phone recorded 47 steps. Start time is June 7th, 2021 at 7:28:35 p.m. Ending time 7:37:11 p.m.
All right, record 23.
Record 23 shows the phone recorded 270 steps. Start time is June 7th, 2021 at 7:55:32 p.m. Ending time is 8:05:07 p.m.
Record 24, and it's cut off to the next page, but read what you can, and then I'll flip it.
The beginning of this record shows that the phone recorded 29 steps with a start time of June 7th, 2021 at 7:41:23 p.m.
All right, let's finish record 24 there. When did those steps end?
Those steps ended for that record on June 7th, 2021 at 7:48:41 p.m.
So this report, like the report we looked at yesterday from Maggie, that it's chronologically a little bit out of order, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
The times that you're stating, those are correct?
Yes, sir, those are accurate.
And just because the steps here that were recorded at 7:48, according to your analysis, that's when those steps occurred, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the fact that it's listed in your report after steps that had occurred later doesn't mean those steps occurred later. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Let's look at record 25. What does that say?
Record 25 shows that the phone recorded 74 steps. Start time of June 7th, 2021 at 8:05:35 p.m. Ending time of 8:09:52 p.m.
Okay. All right. Record 26. What does that say?
Record 26 shows the phone recorded 283 steps with a start time of June 7th, 2021, 9:02:18 p.m., ending time 9:06:47 p.m.
Okay. So, and I'll hand this report back to you, but we see an hour gap, approximately, an hour gap between those steps that ended at 8:09 and when the steps start to occur again at 9:02, correct?
Correct.
And I'll hand you a report so you can flip through it because some of the things got out of order. Just to verify, do you see any steps that occur on that phone between those two times, between 8:09 and 9:02?
No, sir, I do not.
That wraps up the first part of the coverage of the Alec Murdaugh trial for today. It's part one of six. Much more to come for you as we continue through the chapters here on this podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of the episodes, breaking updates, and conversations as they happen. You can even try a commercial-free version of the podcast and get access to all of our podcasts ad-free when you sign up through Apple Podcasts for True Crime Today. Until next time, for all of us, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.